that dog was going around that corner and was going to come back with it. He didn't have to shoot. And he was going to find and bring it to him. He was good. And he said, get it, Ron, get it, Ron. Oh, that dog would just take a running start.
What would you say to your dog when you wanted him to get something, go after something?
I just tell him, get it.
Or somebody.
I just tell him, get it. I never did teach him to whistles and nothing like that, you know?
Yeah. Do you ever have any dogs that would, I mean, really mean dogs? Like, I guess you had to keep them kenneled up, some of them, or they would...
No, and my dog was always friendly.
Yeah.
It was a friendly type of dog.
Yeah, kids
never would bite nobody. That was the trouble. That's one reason why I lost that good one I had, because she went over there by the dump. I bet that's where they took that dog. Because we played with it over here in the yard that Sunday morning, and then from then on, we never did see that dog. And she must have got outside and went over there by the dump, and somebody picked it up.
They were mostly tame, because when they were puppies, we'd come over and mess with them.
All I had to do is holler at her. She'd be hunting, you know, in the grass, and I'd holler, Rusty, look! And she'd stop like that, and she'd turn around and look at me sideways like that. And if I was her, I'd see where that duck fell, you know. And all I had to do is, Rusty, look! She'd look like I did. You see her turn like that, start working, or straight like that, or
that
way. You could see it start working that way, going like that.
Them little old dogs, you call them?
They were pretty good sized dogs.
Yeah, you ever seen them little old dog, noisy, yappy dogs? People all have.
Oh yeah, but you ain't gonna teach them nothing like that, do?
Them little old.
Like a bunch of Cayugas I got out there. You can't teach them nothing. But when it's in the breed, it's nothing.
Yeah.
They're born with it. I had them over there when I was raising them dogs. I proved it to people. 5 weeks old, I'd throw a piece of paper over there and tell that dog bring it to me, and that dog would pick it up and bring it to me. 5 weeks old.
Yeah. A Cayula now, that's just an old...
Cayula.
Just a mixed breed of all kinds. Hard head, you can't teach them nothing.
Hell, I heard they were pretty good. They were pretty good dogs, especially stock dogs.
Some of them would run rabbits, something like that.
Yeah.
I sold a fellow one over that North Shore there on Car Drive, and I was trapping, and I caught the flu. And I seen the track. Boy, he had paws looked like a horse. He was a big son of a gun. And I thought it was somebody hunting rabbits there with. A big hound, you know. So I seen that track over there. And that's how I'm going to go after them nutrients all over. He can bring them back home and everything. Anything he catch a mush rat, he'd bring it home. small nutrients, bring it home. So that dog got to where he was at four, and I know it's better than a mile. So I had a trap over there set in a kind of a ditch my daddy had dug. I figured it was a little narrow place like that. I figured an otter, I'd caught an otter right close there, and I figured they would maybe climb up in there. And I had a brand new trap. I mean one of them mean traps with coil spring to open. I put that trap in there. I took sick, I stayed 4 days, I didn't go out. Well, a friend of mine lived right close there, told me his dog was missing.
Oh.
He said, I bet you that damn dog is over there in Bud's trap. Man, bad weather. Cold, raining. I mean bad weather. I stayed 4 days. I didn't go out. Day I went out,